It's time for our Barnsdall Coach's Corner. Evan Farbach with Panther head football coach Kylie Sweeney. Barnsdall losing to Mortison this past Friday at home, 46-14. Coach Sweeney talked about this before. Obviously, Mortison, a very good football team. In fact, I know they're ranked number one in the state in Class A in a couple different publications.
Oh, yeah, definitely a very good group. Two or three coaches' kids. The head coach is going to be the coordinator, and another one on the team as well. Older group, a lot of seniors starting for them. Been around, been through the stuff, and very good ball club. They came out against us. We were able to hold them a couple times early and do some things, but injuries, going through the injury battle that we had the last previous 2 weeks, some kids out really hurt us going through the ball game, having those kids around in positions they aren't used to, and doing some of that, but overall, like I said, I knew that would be pretty tough for us to have to handle, especially with our injuries that we had. And very impressed with their coaching staff and how their kids handle themselves and how they play.
Injury-wise, where do you guys stand, and what did you have last week?
Injury-wise, I'm hoping to get Matthew Lucas should be back officially this week. Joe Cole, we should know more. He did not get to play. That really hurts you when you got a kid that's thrown 15 touchdown passes on the season, the quarterback, and ran for another six or seven and has more than 1,500 total yards, you know, through six ball games. And not having him really hurt, especially his defensive leadership, just as much as his offensive, playing that strong safety outside linebacker. He averages, you know, somewhere around seven tackles a ball game. So not having him really hurt, but we should get Matthew Lucas back. Bo Smith's been out since the Husky game. I think he will be back this week as well, possibly, as well with Joe Smith talking to him this morning. He wants to be able to come back and play this week, so his hyperextension in the knee is feeling a lot better. He came to school today, no brace on, no crutches, walking around a lot better. So hoping to get everybody back. We're in the same boat we've been the last couple of years. We got to win our last three ball games to make the playoffs, and our kids know that, and hopefully, like the last couple of years, when our backs have been against the wall, we've come out swinging and been able to handle business and be able to get into the playoffs.
Yeah, you've got Pawnee coming up this week. It's a game at Pawnee. Back on the road, you guys have had quite a bit of success on the road this year. Only road game you've lost was at Hominy. So clearly, you feel a little bit comfortable straying away from Osage County.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Road game this week, it's their homecoming. We're both in the same boat, similar to talking to their coach and talking to some other coaches in the district. I know Pawnee has lost three district games just like us. We're both in that situation where we know we've got to win, and we keep up with playoff contention to be able to make it. Both of us need this win. Pawnee's a heavy, heavy run team. They do a lot of two tight end, double wing, no, wide out, load the box, pull a lot, run the football. So I know we got to come out defensively ready to go, you know, play a lot of smash mouth football all week. And hopefully offensively, you know, we get some things going. We did a great job coming in the quarterback for us. He ran the ball well. Did throw a couple of interceptions, but that comes with the territory being a kid that just got thrown in the quarterback this week and hasn't had to play a whole lot, you know, through the season.
And what's, you may have touched on this earlier, what's Joe's kind of prognosis going forward?
Hopefully he's ready to go. Like I said, it was a hyperextension. I think he's going to be ready. I know the competitor in him, he wants to play this week. So I really anticipate him, you know, trying to play by Friday. I know today and tomorrow he's not going to do a whole lot of practice. Try to get him out running on it a little bit more and making sure he is kind of getting ready to go. And hopefully practice Wednesday, Thursday and be ready to roll on Friday.
Coach Sweeney, best of luck to you. Once again, Barnsdall taking on Pawnee this week after the Panthers lose at home to Mortison last week. Appreciate the time. Best of luck.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you.